Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side. While he dismissed the crowds, and after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It's so interesting when those things happen. But I invite you, my brothers and sisters, to join me in prayer this morning. Let us pray. And God of great surprises, you invite us into this space and this moment in your presence that we might hear your word. I pray, Lord, that you will tune all of our hearts to your voice and that you will speak in a mighty way that we indeed might hear and might, in hearing, might believe, and in believing, might act and live to your glory. I ask that you use me as your instrument this day, that what comes forth, O God, indeed will be a word from you. And I pray all of this, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, if you knew me as a child, you would have called me a dreamer. I did a lot of dreaming. And not just daydreaming where you kind of sit and your mind just wanders, but I dreamt about a lot of things. I dreamt about what it would be like to live a life where I was a musician playing in an orchestra that played the soundtrack to my favorite cartoons. Call me a nerd. I dreamt about owning my own beauty salon and finally having an opportunity to work on real people's hair instead of all of my dolls in my bedroom. I dreamt about having a big house that was large enough to have all of the stray dogs that I was always finding and bringing home. I could go on and on about the different dreams that I used to have. Indeed, there were a lot of them. But not all dreams are innocent. Yesterday, in Charlottesville, Virginia, hundreds of white nationalists and white supremacists gathered to share their dreams. Dreams of a country that they say was created by white people for white people. Their dreams, our country is their inheritance, designed for their benefit and their welfare alone. It's a hate-filled dream whose images of bigotry and visions of oppression deserve the condemnation of all of us. Indeed, their dream is a nightmare, not only for people of color, but for all Americans who believe that this land that we love and call home is a land that was made for you and for me. Interestingly enough, when we read the Bible, we realize that the dreaming dreams are also for Christians. In fact, the prophet Joel says that a time will come when people will prophesy, dream dreams, and see visions. What would it be like dreaming the dreams of God? What would it be like imagining ourselves unconditionally loved? Totally forgiven, miraculously transformed, boldly called, and wildly sent. What would it be like if we saw the image of God in every single person we met? People we loved and people we feared. People we knew and people who were strangers to us. What would it be like dreaming about a world in which kindness is loved and justice is done as together we walked humbly with God? What would it be like foreseeing a time when all children will be judged, not by their color or their sexuality or their ethnicity or their religion, but by the content of their character? Dreaming is not an action of a lazy mind or someone more content in la-la land than the real world. To dream the dreams of God is to take a mental time out from the brokenness around us and spend time in God's reality so that we might catch a glimpse of what could be and then be set free to work towards it. Because it does take work. It takes work making the dreams a reality. Last week, I had the wonderful opportunity of visiting the food pantry. I'd heard much about it, but I'd never seen it before. And so when I knew it was open, I said, let me go upstairs and see what it's all about. And I saw Karen and Bill, and I understand the mission committee takes part in getting that all together, and what an amazing operation it is. I saw where your donation of food goes, and I met the people who are blessed by your giving. But believe it or not, the food pantry started as a dream. Maybe it was a dream to feed hungry people. Maybe it was a dream to help where we could. Maybe it was a dream just to be of service and a blessing to the community. I'm not really sure. I haven't heard what the dream was initially, but I know it started as a dream. But in order for that dream to become a reality, it took work. People cleared the space within the church to provide for that food pantry. They built shelves and purchased closets to store the food. People solicited food from the congregation and the community. They reached out to individuals that needed the help. Folks sacrificed their time and talent distributing the food. The dream became a reality through hard work. But it also became a reality through faith. Faith, which we know is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Faith is a huge component of realizing the dreams that we dream. Without faith, we can do nothing. Throughout the gospel, Jesus constantly challenged his disciples to live by faith and not always by sight. He dared them to dream beyond the limitations around us and to believe that greater possibilities existed because of God. It's inspiring then that Peter should take that chance and live out that vision of possibility. But he could only do it with faith. Faith moved Peter to take a chance on Jesus and say, if it is you, tell me to come out to you on the water. Faith enabled Peter to trust Jesus. When Jesus said to come, faith moved Peter to step out of the boat. Sometimes I think that we have to be without fear in order to act on faith. But the reality is that faith gives us the courage to act in spite of fear. Stepping out onto the water, Peter kept his eyes on Jesus. And he was able to do the impossible. in spite of the naysayers, in spite of the unbelievers, in spite of the ones who probably thought he was living in la-la land for asking to do that in the first place, Peter stayed focused on Jesus. And he lived into the dream of doing what Jesus did. Now, I could end here and say amen and leave it at that, but I would be amiss if I didn't add one more thing, because while it takes faith to live into the dreams that the Spirit of Christ places within us, we also know that there can be a price to pay in claiming those dreams for ourselves. So many brothers and sisters gathered yesterday in Charlottesville and to speak love to hate. And they did that because they caught a vision of God's dream for humanity. This vision of unity that comes by recognizing our humanity together, this dream that comes when God sent Jesus to die for the world because he loved the world. All paid the cost of claiming that dream and standing up in the face of hate and violence, and tragically, some paid the ultimate cost with their life and their limbs. In the book of Genesis, we are told that Joseph's brothers considered him a dreamer. If Joseph was smart, he would have kept his mouth shut. Would have kept his dreams to himself. Instead, he spoke about these dreams. Spoke about a time when he would be in a position to save his family, and as a result, they would bow down to him. What possessed him to say that? On hearing about the dream, Joseph's father became indignant, and his brothers, who already hated him even more now. Ultimately, Joseph paid a huge price for claiming that dream for himself. The price was losing his family and living a life in slavery. However, my brothers and sisters, when we think about the cost of claiming those dreams for ourselves and the work that's involved in living them out and making it a reality, we should never be afraid. Because no matter what, God will always have the last word. Even in the story about Joseph, the dream was realized and God used for good what his brothers had meant for evil. And in the story of Peter, he lived into the dream. He walked on water. But the moment he focused on the reality around him, the storm, the waves, the wind, he began to sink. And yet, even in sinking, Jesus still had the last word and reached out and saved him. My brothers and sisters, dreams are for Christians. Let us not be afraid to dream. But with faith, let us dream boldly. So through the power of the Holy Spirit, we might be used to bless our world, not by being confined to the reality around us, but by being propelled by the dream within us to work and be instruments of God's grace and peace and reconciliation and love in this world. Believe it or not, the Lord is already at work. It's already at work, and God is calling us to join him in what he's doing in our lives and in our families, in our communities, in our church, and in the world around us. Dreams are for Christians. Let us dream. Let us work to make it a reality. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray together. Oh, Holy God, we give thanks for the dreams that you place in our hearts and in our lives. We give thanks, oh God, for the dreams that we find and we have heard in your word. Lord, but now we know that we cannot do or live into these dreams on our own. And so we pray for a special measure of faith and special measure of favor from you. Give us boldness. Give us courage. Give us discernment and insight. Give us vision that we, O God, in your spirit, might live into what it is you are calling us to do and who it is you are calling us to be. We pray all of this, O God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.